So check this out. I got word that Hulu threw this crazy party in Beverly Hills with literally all of the biggest reality TV stars. I'm talking about all the Bravolettes, Candy Burris, Portia Williams, James Kennedy, Jax Taylor, even Captain Lee, and Kate Chastain. Here's the genius part. If you want to find out what happened at the party, you have to watch the commercials. Yes, I know I'll be tuning in and then signing up for a free trial to get my favorite reality TV shows at Hulu.com. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, and we have some very special coverage today for you because we are going to be talking about the Netflix smash hit Tiger King, and we brought in some royalty today to talk about everything that's going on with Tiger King. Please welcome the Purple Pants Badass, the freakiest freak, but I think that Joe Exotic has taken his title. Here he is, Bryce Isaiah.
Robert, what's poppin'?
What is poppin'? Oh boy, Bryce, I'm so happy that you're here because I need you to help me make sense of everything that's happening in the world of Tiger King. Everybody is very excited. People are watching this show all week. People have nothing to do except watch Netflix, and boy, the timing could not be better for Joe Exotic.
I'm not sure if he is as feeling excited in their jail.
Oh, you know he's pumped up. You know he is like
getting to watch all of this.
You know he's like, I'm huge. I did it. I'm the biggest name in America. I'm the biggest star in the world.
On cell block 3, okay? Joe Exotic better sit down. But I'm pretty sure he probably still has that mullet in jail, though.
Definitely. Okay?
And I'm pretty sure he probably got one or two jail boyfriends. So I'm pretty sure Joe Exotic is probably doing all right.
Yes, because he has one or two boyfriends at any point on the outside, let alone in jail. Bryce, all right, first off, we're gonna talk Tiger King. We're going to have a lot of fun. Everything okay by you? Give us the update.
Everything, you know, it's a quarantine situation down here in Philly. So the city is like semi shut down because I'm not sure what the difference between, I guess, non-essential and essential stores are, because some stores that are definitely non-essential are open. So I don't really get it, but it's definitely, you know, we in our house, we trying to, you know, cut the curve, stay home, stay safe, washing our hands, keeping it cute out here in Philly.
Listening to podcasts, watching Netflix, all good, safe things for people to be doing right now. And we're helping give people something for an hour or so.
You know, the bright spot in your day. I've been trying new facial masks. I even did a foot mask. Have you ever did a foot mask peel before, Robert?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
I haven't done a foot mask.
Runway with no shoes on before.
No.
I mean, I don't know. It's a lot of things you've done that I don't know.
Hey, it's a good thing I didn't run into Joe Exotic that night. I was in his neck of the woods. I was in Nebraska.
Did you have on a tiger shirt?
It was not tiger. No, I'm not Carol Baskin. Okay?
you didn't have a shirt on that said
it was orange. It wasn't tiger print. All right. So we're going to talk about that. Bryce, of course, is the host of the Purple Pants podcast, which you can listen to in our wrap-ups feed or subscribe at robiswebsite.com/PPP. Bryce, what have you been talking about lately on the Purple Pants podcast?
I mean, we've been covering a lot of different things, but, you know, I just started getting into the 90 days before 90 days. Mm-hmm. I've been covering The Prodigal Son, which is on Fox, which is a great show. Life After Lockup, which, you know, you never know. We might see Joe Exotic on the next season of Life After Lockup.
Yeah, crossover.
So, listen, and then 60 Days In has been a great season. So a lot of different, you know, a lot of different stuff. But some of my favorite stuff is Advice with Bryce, where people send me emails to the Purple Pants Podcast at gmail.com. And, you know, they ask advice about a lot of different things. You know, I haven't gotten any Joe Exotic advice, but, you know, relationships, depression, anxiety, you know, what to wet the whistle to. I try to cover it all bases.
Okay. You are a great resource. I'm going to start sending you my advice questions.
What was some of the topics you started pitching?
Too many to talk about. It sounds like you are wetting the whistle currently. Is that right?
That is right. It is quarantine, and I just got off work not that long ago, and the commute from my kitchen to my podcast studio was horrible. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, wetting the whistle to a little Tito's and some orange juice, you know, try to keep that vitamin C up.
Screwdriver.
So, you know, playing it safe.
Yeah.
Is that a screwdriver, orange juice, and vodka?
Yeah. Believe so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So what's a Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary is like tomato juice and it's like horseradish. It's a bunch of stuff. Celery.
Do you think he drinks Bloody Mary?
No, I think that Joe Exotic prefers the crystal meth, I believe.
No, so, okay, we're gonna have to talk about that when we get there, because I don't believe that Joey was on the Tina. I don't believe that he was on the crystal meth.
Okay, all right, so I guess we're gonna spoil the Tiger King, but I think a lot of people are gonna listen to this podcast or at least some people are gonna listen to the podcast that have not watched the series, because they love to hear you talk about stuff. So I guess real quick, Bryce, could we give like the plot of Tiger King, what Tiger King is all about, because then you can still watch it, I think, and listen to this whole podcast, and you'll still be blown away when you see it.
So I think Tiger King is about, because I don't necessarily think this, because how do I break this down? So one, I don't think the Tiger King documentary started off being what it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Because in the beginning, it seemed like it was really about wildlife and exotic trade of animals, you know, big cats. And it seems like this documentary person was looking for an angle of like, oh, how do you get these exotic animals? Yeah. And so he kind of started following the trail of big cats. And they came across these people in the United States that have big cats, and Joe Exotic being one of them. And then there was this lady named Carol Baskin who owned the Big Cat Rescue, but she wasn't a zookeeper. She was supposed to be
a sanctuary.
Am I saying right? A sanctuary. I was going to say a cultivator, but maybe not. That ain't really the word.
You could go with it.
So, and it just kind of follows the story of like Joe Exotic and how he, you know, used his zoo or his sanctuary for these animals. But this, it took a whole nother like turn getting into his life and his personality. But then there were other zookeepers that we follow. And there was this other guy named, what was his name? Doc Adito or Attaway Adito or somewhere. Yeah. He was another guy. So it just kind of follows the story. Listen, as scrambled as this description sounds, it's just as scrambled as the documentary goes.
So many twists and turns in terms of that this crazy world. First off, everybody that's in the cage tiger big cat world is a terrible person, and everybody should be in jail. How about that?
Well, to everybody that we talk to or interview on this Netflix series needs to be in jail, okay?
Yeah.
And you
not some of the people that worked there were seemed like they were nice people, and they just got caught up with crazy people, like the girl that got her arm bit off, or the guy that had no legs.
She's the only one. Her name was Staff. She's the only one. No, the guy that had no legs is a traitor. The guy that looked like Hulk Hogan's son, he's a traitor. The only true person is the girl that got her arm bit off, and her name was Staff. And yeah, she's the only real one.
She was the hero. She was the hero of the whole thing.
Okay. Sitting in that plastic chair, letting them cats jump all over her while she's doing an interview. Girl, if you don't sit up.
But she could do whatever she wants. But I'll tell you what. A tiger bites my arm off. I'm not petting any cat ever again. I don't get alley cat, a kitten. That I'm out.
Listen, and the way Staff looked, it's the big cats aren't the only cats that she likes to pet. Okay, I'm just saying. But I did appreciate Cat. That's the only reason. The big cats is not the only reason Staff is working at the GW Wild Exotic Petty Zoo.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
So this is a crazy world. Bryce, at some point as I'm watching this, I'm like, This is like Game of Thrones. This is like these crazy characters that are fighting over this like this kingdom of this world of the big cats, and they're getting into like these huge wars over just like over nonsense, and there's all these people on both sides that are all just crazy characters who are all broken.
All of them.
They're all broken.
We're talking Game of Thrones. Yes, they all are. And Carol Baskin would definitely be the Cersei of this Game of Thrones, hands down. Like, there's not even a question. That's who she is. Now, I don't really know who Joe Exotic is.
Also,
Joe
Cersei
Exotic
Lannister,
like,
spoiler alert, did kill a husband, too.
Okay, listen. Listen, Carol Baskin needs to be in jail, and that's okay. Just what I'm saying. Period.
Yeah. So, all right. So, if you're not totally lost, if you didn't watch the show, there's one other thing. So, basically, Joe Exotic, he's a guy. He's got a tiger sanctuary or a tiger zoo. It's real shady. There's this woman, Carol Baskin. She's trying to shut this down. She has like an animal sanctuary, and she's trying to take down Joe Exotic. She very mysteriously had married a rich guy. I believe she was his third wife. He disappeared under very mysterious circumstances in 1997. Joe Exotic is convinced she fed her husband to a tiger. And then he is now on a crusade to let the world know she killed her husband. And so he gets into more and more trouble trying to expose her for the murder that she did, which ultimately leads him down a path which ultimately ends up landing him in jail as he hires a hitman to try to assassinate Carol Baskin.
All the meanwhile, recording a music video called Here Kitty Kitty. Okay. So there is
Here Kitty Kitty. Yes.
There's a bright side to everything that has gone on with all of this. But the thing that my big issue from, you know, watching the documentary and seeing how Carol Baskin, she was on this crusade to get these big cats out of cages and to like not have them being bred. That's kind of like, you know, her angle. She was, you know, working with PETA, wanting to be a animal activist. But if you want to get these cats out of cages, that's what her big cat rescue was, but she had over 100 acres of cats in cages. So that's the part that I was like, she's shady. Like, it just, even once we got episode 2, we kind of learned about the big cat rescue and all of that, and I'm like, something ain't right with this Carol. Something ain't right, and Carol ain't pulling no kitty over my eyes, because she like, you want to take the cats out of the zoos that they're in, but you want to put them in your rusty old zoo. And not for nothing, Carol's cat zoo looked it really rusty. I would rather go to Joe Exotic or Don Atman's zoo.
Bhagavan
or Baklava. And then, so Elise, so say what you want about Joe Exotic and his staff. You know, you might get your arm bit off at his sanctuary. However, you get $125 a week and you get to live in these dirty trailers for free.
And all the Walmart expired meat.
No. Okay. So listen, I ain't even mad at that. In a time like this, Robert, you don't wish you get your hands on a truck with some expired meat.
Yeah, what are the tigers eating now?
Okay. Now everybody quarantined, but I'm just saying. So, you know, Don, we got to break it down for people so they understand. So this guy, the guy's name was Don or Doc. He had another zoo, but Doc had like an actual, like, real looking zoo. Mm-hmm. And so, Joe Exotic's zoo was kind of like, you know, seven levels below Doc's zoo. So, you know, Joe Exotic looked up to Doc. And Doc on the documentary was like, you know, I can feed a tiger for $10,000. You know, it's expensive to feed a tiger. Mm-hmm. And then yeah. in the same sentence, Joe Exotic's like, well, I can feed a tiger for $3,000. This is how we do it. And then they had this connection with like a Walmart truck that have like of all the expired meats, or if you return meat, they don't put it back. So yeah. that's what they was feeding the tigers. But as such a good guy that Joe was, he would allow his staff to go through the truck and pick out their meat for the week.
Yeah.
They had hot sausages. They had turkey meat, turkey breasts. Some of it was still frozen.
Some of it was still frozen.
That's a direct quote.
Yeah. Yes. And then they would take that and they would also use it for the pizza at the Joe Exotic.
Yes. Okay. Joe had a discount on that extra meat pizza you could eat. So not only could you, like, they had a pizza shop right next to the Tiger's den, mm-hmm. but you could, like, eat your pizza next to the tiger, but you could also eat the same food as the tiger. So, listen, Joe was an innovator. And, I mean, I'm just going to say this right now. Maybe some people might not agree with it, but I'm hashtag free Joe.
Okay, you're free Joe. I'm not. I think everybody should be locked up. I know, and we were texting, and you also are a very anti-Carol Baskin.
Not today and not tomorrow, okay? She did something to her husband. And not only, the husband had these two daughters, okay? And when the husband mysteriously went missing, yeah. okay? And Carol calls one of them. It's like, I haven't seen him in a couple of days. What should I do? And one of the daughters or the executive is like, well, call the police. She's like, oh, you're right. it's just, Carol is funny. The guy had millions of dollars. He went yeah. missing. The day after he went missing, Carol is breaking into his office, getting the will and the deeds of the property mm-hmm. and having them altered. And so, okay. So listen. Ooh, hold on, wait. Let me wet the whistle, because this is how y'all know, for all you Carol Baskin people. Okay, so Robert, you have a, hold on, wait.
Yeah.
You have a podcast empire, okay? Mm-hmm. That, you know, maybe one day you want to leave it to Dominic, okay?
Okay.
So you write a will, and in your will, you put, you know, in the event of my untimely, you know,
I have a podcast empire, and then, okay. I pick up a hitchhiker, like my part time. I'm driving Uber when I'm allowed to do that, and then I meet some girl, okay, and then I'm gonna leave Nicole, and then now I'm gonna be with this woman I met out needing a ride,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you have this empire of tiger podcasts, and so. You know, you have a will, and then after you go missing and the will goes missing, and then all of a sudden Carol Baskin shows up with this will that says, in the event of my untimely death
or disappearance. Or
disappearance, girl. And so this is how I know it's Carol, because Carol also had a tiger ball. Okay, mm-hmm. like, you know, a gala to raise money, and her new current husband, they showed up with tiger hats. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't trust nobody that wear a tiger hat on their head. And all of Carol's clothes are tiger-esque yes. garments.
Yeah, no, she's crazy. Maybe crazier might be the guy who married Carol Baskin, Howard Baskin, who we hear from a lot in this video. He seems like a very reasonable, sensible guy. I don't know what he's doing here. But here's my thing about Carol Baskin. Carol Baskin hurt one person. Hurt one person who might not have been such a great guy. I'm not condoning murder. I don't condone murder, but I feel like that Carol Baskin's husband might not have been the greatest guy, and she hurt one person in this. Where Joe Exotic, I feel like, hurt many, many people along the way. And animals.
Who did Joe hurt?
Well, Travis.
Well, okay. So, also, Joe Exotic had these two husbands that allegedly were not gay. They were just gay for pay. Travis And then there was John.
John.
Now, John also had on his belt, John had on his belly button tattooed property of Joe Exotic. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know too many straight for gay guys that I don't know too many trade. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cause now, you know, Joe's dealing with the trade now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just, the Travis story, I felt bad because Travis looked all right. Travis could have been in the 2021 Zaddy Tiger calendar. Travis was 6'6". Mm-hmm. They said he had big hands and he was in love with Joe. Mm-hmm. But they also said, you know, he had a thing for meth. The one thing that why I always was confused about it was in the later episodes that we see Travis's teeth were fine. The only person's teeth that were really disgusting were like John, the other husband, but they allege Joe Exotic of doing meth, and Joe's teeth looked the same the whole time as well too. So I don't know. I just feel like they painting this real iffy. No, don't get me wrong. Joe Exotic is the mess of a person. Yes. However, I feel like the documentary just, you know, pours a lot of more mess on Joe that maybe, you know, he liked it, the little tigers. You know, that's all. He just wanted some love from people.
Who did? Joe Exotic? He just liked tigers?
Joe Exotic.
I don't know.
He just liked the tigers.
I don't know.
And he just wanted to be famous.
He wanted to be famous.
You know, baby boy just wanted... He wanted to be literally the Tiger King.
Yes. I know Wendell already zinged Johnny Fairplay, but I could not get out of my mental imagery the entire time that the doppelganger, the lookalike, but then also, like, he is Johnny Fairplay also, right, Joe Exotic? Like, yes. Like if you buy a t-shirt from Joe Exotic, absolutely, like, he'll no. call you, right?
Yes, he'll sign it.
He'll sign it. He'll call you and like, all right, Joe Exotic, I gotta go. Joe, all right, thank you. I appreciate the call, Joe Exotic, but please.
I think Joe Exotic is, he is definitely Johnny Fairplay, but I feel like he's like a Johnny Fairplay, like meets a coach. I feel like that's who Joe Exotic is, a Johnny Fairplay and a coach put together. That he's like, they baby.
Yeah. Because then maybe like where the, you know, the camera isn't on, maybe Johnny Fairplay acts like a little bit more normal. Maybe like a coach is like much more like buying into the hype.
Right. You know, the zen aspect of it, you know, getting the love from the baby tigers. I don't know. I just feel like he's a perfect mix of both of them together. Mm-hmm. But do you not have sympathy for Joe Exotic? Do you not feel like after watching this documentary...
No, I have no sympathy for Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic is a bad dude. He hurts so many people.
Okay. I mean, okay, so maybe it's just me. Maybe that's just my soft heart. You know, I want to give everybody a chance.
Yeah. So ultimately, though, Joe Exotic did get hosed in the end. I feel like he hurt a lot of people along the way, did a lot of bad stuff, broke a lot of laws along the way. Definitely wanted Carol Baskin to be murdered by a hitman. He definitely wanted that to happen. He ends up getting how many years in jail? What is he going to, for 75 years in jail?
They're up for 75 years, but I don't know if they ever really told us how much he actually got in jail.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I do think that Joe Exotic did get hosed in the end because that he definitely got set up by Jeff Lowe. And it did seem like that the show ended on a weird note where nothing happened to Jeff Lowe. They sort of implied like, I don't know, is the other shoe going to drop on Jeff Lowe eventually? Maybe.
Right. And not even Jeff Lowe. Jeff Lowe's good friend that he brought up from wherever he brought up the actual hitman in this, who was allegedly supposed to kill Carol. Like, he don't get nothing. He's just like, yeah, I just told him what happened and they let me go. Excuse me, you went to kill Carol.
Yeah. You know, he didn't say he checked out.
No more hello.
It was weird.
Right. It wasn't going to be no hello. It wasn't going to be any more hello kittens.
No.
I was going to say, because you know that's Carol's line. Hello, all you cool cats and kittens.
I forgot about that. I forgot about my Carol Baskin catchphrase. Bryce, I didn't know you were allowed to sort of like I can just like entrap people of like hey Bryce, anybody that you need me to you know put a hit out on, just let me know. Okay, I'm not recording you. Just tell me. And then you go to jail for 75 years?
Yeah. And then, what's the guy name? What's the bad guy name who entrapped him? John, Joe, Jeff?
Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe. And then Jeff Lowe even admits that he was like spicing some things up. Like, yeah, I even said this to get him to say that. Well, that's lying. That's why I feel like Joe is in jail off of false pretenses. Okay. They don't know the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I agree. So Joe, definitely got screwed on that. Because Jeff Lowe also seems like super bad guy, should be in jail.
Okay, he sneaks baby tiger cubs into hotels to have threesomes with females. Like, if that's not the creepiest of the creeps, I don't know what is.
That's very creepy. It does seem like anybody that's attracted to the baby tiger, that I feel like that anybody that is like sort of like drawn to this idea of like, oh, let me hang out with baby tigers, seems like maybe that's a sign that this is not, a person is not on a great track.
Unless you're Carol Baskin, okay? Carol Baskin's on a great track, so she's the only good person that can hang out with these cats and these tiger cubs.
Yeah,
but everybody else is bad. However, watching this, and does this make me a bad person? I was like, oh my god, I would want to play with a baby cat.
Yeah, well, then if somebody's like, hey Bryce, why don't you come to my house and I've got a baby tiger over here, like, don't go, it's a trap.
I'll never leave. I'd then be Joe Exotic's third husband. He never had a black one. I mean, so I don't know.
Bryce, was there a black person in the entire Tiger King show?
I don't think I saw one. And I don't even think I saw one going to the GW Zoo either.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
So I don't know.
I think that the black people should be very proud and say, like, that this was, that this is, has nothing to do with us, this Tiger King. This is your mess to all the white people. This is, you guys did this.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just seemed like they was down in Oklahoma, and that's just how they lived. And so it seemed like what I was really proud of the most of Joe was when he was doing magic, going to the malls. That's when I thought Joe was at his prime. Mm-hmm. When he was going to the malls, you know, telling the kids not to do drugs, a positive message, bringing the tigers. The tigers wasn't enough, so he tapped a 12-year-old that was doing magic, and the 12-year-old showed him magic. And then next thing you know, he was in every mall across the United States.
Yeah. He just wants to be famous.
That's all baby boy was doing. So that's really where the feud started with him and Carol, was that he was going to these malls, you know, doing tiger shows, and they were making up to $40,000 per mall appearance. And then Carol Baskin and all of her, hey, you kitties and kitty cats, she would get them to like write emails to the mall, and then the mall would no longer want Joe back. So that's really why Joe got so upset at Carol. So to get back at Carol, Joe was like, well, if they call Big Cat Rescue, and every time you go to Google and Yahoo and you type in Big Cat, Carol comes up. So Joe had this, like, you know, this is really where the downhill spiral for Joe started, was that he wanted to get back so much at Carol that he changed the name of his online TV show of Joe Exotic TV to Big Cat Entertainment, and thought he was being a slick and used the same background print as Carol, and thought that, you know, nobody would know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bryce, are you worried about this in the podcast game? That is somebody going to come along and try to start up Purple Pants Podcast Entertainment and then try to do a different show and then steal all your Google results?
Listen, they bet not. Okay. They bet. I got a little Joe Exotic in me. They bet not. Okay. They bet not.
Okay.
Because I don't have a missing husband, but I did have a hamster when I was 7 that nobody ever seen again. So I'm just saying, the Purple Pants Podcast ain't a tree they want to climb up.
You know, we talked a little bit about Doc in this one, Bhagavan. He ends up, I think sort of like, why did he do any interviews with this? He really didn't have anything to do with the court cases, and they really end up shining a light on some bad stuff that's going on over at his place, too.
Right. You know, they say R. Kelly was trapping women, so was Doc, okay?
Yeah.
Doc would have these teenage interns to come in, and, you know, they would never leave.
Yeah.
And they would have to dress up in like tiger print outfits. And so he was like running this like, you know, gate of like, not only was he like keeping tigers, he was keeping these females as well, too. So Doc is creepy just as well.
Yeah. So that's what kind of bums me out about all these. Like Carol Baskin, like, yeah, she killed her. She definitely killed her husband. Okay. I mean, asterisk of according to what was shown in this documentary. Okay. Yeah. So that was bad. But, you know, she's the one person that's not, she's not raising any of the tiger cubs. So, you know, it seems like that there's a lot of like, you know, bringing up these tiger cub babies and then either like destroying them or not taking care of the adult tigers, but also between Joe Exotic, between Bhagavan, between Jeff Lowe. It seems like there's a lot of like, hey, you know, teenagers and young people, like get trapped into my world with hanging out with baby tigers. And now all of a sudden you are in one way or another, some sort of a sex slave to these guys.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I never in my life, you could get me with like gushers. It don't have to be no baby tigers. You could be like, hey Bryce, I got a whole
like fruit
of gushers over here. I'd be like, yes, yes. The ones that gush in your mouth. I'd be like, oh, okay. I don't see the allure of like, let me work on this tiger farm, sweat 12-hour days, live in a house with rats and just be like, I'm just in love with my life. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just seems something more that we not getting from these people. And all of the people that work on these farms, or especially Joe Exotic's farms, they all seem like they like go together so well. Like, I'm not sure what, you know, they just seem like they all are from the same type of, I don't want to say trailer park, but you know, they just all been in that same realm. Like, I feel like these people that work there could also be the people that work at the circus. Like, you know
right.
what I mean? That crew of like unsavory circus people, they're one in the mm-hmm. same.
Yeah. That's not like what the survivor world is like at all, right? It's very different.
I mean, I don't know. You would have to ask Johnny Fairplay. I don't know.
The show takes so many different twists and turns. Was there one thing that really you saw that it just like completely that you just like fell out of your chair when you were watching where this was this next twist that it took?
I would have to say when Joe Exotic's studio burnt down
mm-hmm.
and they didn't know who did it, but we also knew that Joe Exotic had got tipped off that the feds were possibly like onto him for some things of whether or not like trading of some animals or some Carol Baskin footage. And then mysteriously when Joe Exotic has to go out of town for a funeral, all of a sudden the trailer just blow up.
Yeah Okay. So now, is that Rick Kirkham, that he's the guy who's smoking the cigarettes? So we have this guy. He's like the Mark Burnett that would have been, that he was the person that was filming a Joe Exotic reality show this whole time. And so that Joe Exotic brought him in to like film his like his video stream. And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll film your stupid video stream, but I'm really here to film this reality show, which is going to be the biggest hit ever. Like, this guy had the idea for Tiger King before there was Tiger King. And at some point he gets into like a falling out with Joe Exotic. Did you understand what the issue was? Like, he sort of like was like saying like, hey, I own your life. And then Joe Exotic then burnt down his own studio.
Well, I guess because Rick actually, when he had Joe sign a contract to do the TV show, he inadvertently signed away the rights, or he had the rights to all of his footage. And so he was doing his internet show, Joe Exotic TV, to hopefully pitch the Tiger King. And so all of the footage that Rick had been compiling, you know, Joe Exotic thought it was his, but Joe Exotic soon learned that all of the footage that Rick had been getting, you know, Joe signed away to him. So basically, although, you know, Joe might have been the Tiger King, Rick was the Tiger Master. And Joe didn't like that. And Joe, you didn't really want him to have all of that footage because, you know, here he's got on some of his footage, him shooting a blow up doll of Carol Baskin in the head with a dildo in her mouth.
Yeah.
So, you know, Joe Exotic, he ain't want all of that. So he allegedly burnt the trailer down because I don't know. They got footage of the person walking to burn it down, but we don't know who it is.
So, Bryce, at some point I'm like, oh, okay, this is why they have so much footage of what's going on with Joe Exotic, because this guy had a reality show. But then they explain how all of the footage for the reality show got burnt down when Joe Exotic burnt down his own studio and made it and tried to frame Carol Baskin. So my big question is, where did all the footage come from? How did they have so much footage of everything? And I'm like, is this fake?
Right. Yeah, that's the part that I didn't get. If they burnt up everything that they've been recording, how do we have all this footage?
It's like the Blair Witch Project.
After it happened?
I don't think this was real. This wasn't a true story, I don't think.
I don't know. Then why he in jail?
I don't know. I think it's going to all come out. I don't know. I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy, but I think that this was all fake. I think this is fiction.
So you think the Walmart meat was fake too?
I don't know.
I want to know where they be dumping that Walmart meat at. I just want to go take a look and see if it's real.
I have so many questions about how they had all this footage of everything.
First of all, this is what I want to know. Who is recording it? Who's behind the camera?
There's so much stuff that was so much incriminating footage. Like anybody that was like, if I was out like committing a bunch of crimes and we were filming stuff, I'd say like, hey, let's delete all this. Like, all right, stop recording. There was so many laws that they broke and they had so much footage.
And then he would be on camera like, you think I'm dumb? The zoo's not in my name. That those trucks aren't in my name. That's not in my name. I did a title transfer. I did a quick title transfer. So I put the zoo in his name. So I just was like, I mean, obviously we know Joe Exotic just wasn't the smartest man in the world. But I mean, he sure knew a thing about fashion though. I'd have to say, listen, and I may or may not own a Joey Exotic, fringe jacket. Mm-hmm. I felt like I wore one of them to the Boston back in the day. So he know a little something about fashion though. I gotta give it to him for that. Okay. That blonde mullet. Okay. The sparkly belts. I mean, and maybe another reason why people never left his compound is because they felt so safe around him, because he always had a 45 pistol on his side. Like, who are you trying to shoot? This just popped into my mind. This is what I want to know. Now, this, y'all can say Joe Exotic is a bad person. Say what you want about him. But this is what I want to know. This is the true mystery of the whole thing. What's wrong with his left knee?
They never explain.
Why is his knee always in a brace? Why he need a walker some days and some days he don't need a walker? What's going on, Joe Exotic?
I don't know. You think a tiger got him? You think that was the issue?
I don't know. I don't know if a tiger got him. I don't know if Carol Baskin got it. I don't know if Tyler or Joe got him. But he would have this like walker and then not have the walker.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that Walmart meat like bad for your limbs? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's probably not great. All right, Bryce, I have so many questions from the listeners of the podcast that I have questions from Facebook. I have questions from Twitter. And I want to see, maybe we could try to see how many of these questions we can answer from the listeners, because I think that they have there's so many unanswered questions from Tiger King. Do we need a reunion show? Should there be a Tiger King reunion show?
Yes. And you should host it, Rob. You should host it.
You should host it. You should host it and find out what's going on. Because your angle is that you feel like that we should free Joe Exotic.
Yes. Free Joey X. Or no, yes. Free Joey E.
Yeah. Now, is the zoo still open? Can you go to the Jeff Lowe version of the GW Zoo? Is it still open?
So I don't even know if they ever opened it because, you know, he had that one partner.
That one
and
guy.
In the end, the one partner pulled out. Yes. Because he pulled out because he was a fraud and he didn't really have no money. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But one thing I could tell you is the Big Cat Rescue in Florida is still open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's still open. They've never proved anything against Carol Baskin.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, all right.
Other than the tax laws that she's evading because she don't pay none of her employees, they all marked as volunteers. Hmm.
Okay. Kirsten McInnes wants to know, do you think Carol killed her husband and fed them to the tigers or nah? So I think we're in agreement that Carol killed her husband, right? We're in agreement on that. But what?
Yes.
And again, I'm not that the our lawyers are saying allegedly. I want to say allegedly. But if she did allegedly kill them, do you think she fed them to the tiger or do you think she put him in the septic tank?
We know she fed him to the tiger because at one point in the documentary, she says that she has a tiger that can eat, that would be able to eat a human body. Okay. If that's not the OJ Simpson, if I did do a book, I don't know what is.
Yeah, she did seem very cavalier about the accusations. Like, she was like, they think I put him in a meat grinder. You think his hand couldn't fit in this meat grinder? You think I could put a whole body in the meat grinder? Come on, get out of here.
The septic tank? Then we already had a house built on top of the septic tank. You think I would put him, drag him down those steps and put him in that septic tank like that? Meanwhile, okay. she's got a cat hat on her head while she's telling us this, girl.
Okay. All right. Brent the Shower Man wants to know, who is the freakiest freak in a show of freakiest freaks?
Baby, it's a lot. You would have to, there are so many sub bracket of freaks of the freakiest freak that I'm not even sure. But obviously, Joe Exotic has to take the cake. He's got to be freakiest freak number one.
See,
Carol
Bryce,
what you say?
Can I back up for a second? Because of that, we did on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast the other day. We did a podcast, we did a spoiler alert of the bracket of brackets. And one of the first things that came up was the freakiest freak with Bryce. And I said, I don't think this is such a great idea because that what are we doing? We're trying to find out, you know, which sexual deviant should go the furthest. And I said, I don't think this is going to be fun to talk about. But I actually think a bracket of the 32 freakiest freaks of Tiger King would actually be a great podcast.
I think we might uncover some things. The cold case of Carol's husband would no longer be cold if we did that bracket, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to tell you.
And so under this question from Brent the Shower Man, Kellyanne White posts the picture of Carol Baskin with her new husband, who, did you remember when she took the, like, the wedding photo where he's on a leash, like, wearing, like, a loincloth?
Yes. Okay. Now, child, I don't know what happened on that honeymoon, but yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, her new husband is brainwashed. First of all, every interview, he's just like, this is the legal file for Joe Exotic. And this is, and then, and even the way they kiss is so weird. She's like, at one point, she's taking a tour and she's like, oh, you're following me again. And he's like, I'm right here, honey. Like, nope, I'm good on the husband. He crazy too.
He's crazy too. You put him in the bracket. Okay.
Yes.
Harley wants to know, how did Doc Antle trick these women into marrying him? I think they laid it out. I mean, if you were like a young woman, you would come there and then like they tricked you into thinking like it was like some sort of like animal, like a rescue sanctuary. And then you slept in like a box and you ate bread that was covered in cockroaches and you had to take all the cockroaches off to make a sandwich. And then if you had sex with him, then you got a house.
Yes.
You moved into a mansion.
Some of the houses was okay though. I said okay. I mean, what I got to do not to have a mortgage, Doc? Tell me.
You would be property of Bogdava.
I wouldn't mind wearing, you know, a little tiger t-shirt and some tiger pants to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Have you seen a picture of John with teeth now? Josh Creek wants to know. Have you seen this?
So John is the first husband, right?
Yes.
So I don't know if I've seen a photo, but in the beginning of the documentary and in some of the Joe Exotic videos, you see him with teeth. Because John was like the main star in a lot of his videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's got new teeth now from, I guess, from that Tiger King money, I guess, is coming in.
Not new teeth. Well, I mean, mind you, he had three teeth left, so he didn't need a whole bracket. He just needed like four or five to fill in the middle.
Yeah, I guess he's got like a whole new set. Did anybody associated with this make any money off of this show? The, you know, who's making all the money? Just Netflix and the guy who produced it?
And Carol Baskin.
Why does she make Big money? Cat,
because you search Big Cat after this, and she's the first one that comes up. This was Joe Exotic's whole point, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Carol Baskin has been outspoken in terms of, she has clapped back against this Netflix documentary. She says that it did not show all the facts about her husband.
What else are we missing? The fact that you're the last person to see him alive, that his car was at, you found out he had another woman in Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
His car was randomly put at the airport, then it got dropped back off at your house and nobody looked at the car for several days. Carol Baskin, goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Yes. She says that it has a segment devoted to suggesting with lies and innuendos from people who are not credible that I had a role in the disappearance of my husband, Don, 21 years ago. The series presents this without any regard for the truth or, in most cases, even giving me an opportunity before publication to rebut the absurd claims. They did not care about truth. The unsavory lies are better for getting viewers.
They didn't give her opportunity to talk. Isn't Carol Baskin in half of the show? Isn't she talking about her husband getting killed on the show? Isn't she the one telling us she has a cat big enough to eat a person?
Yeah. She's saying it was all fake news. Did not kill her husband.
I mean, yeah, you may not have killed him. The tigers may have killed him, but you have something in doing with it, Carol.
Yeah. Bryce, do you know that what has Joe Exotic's? I have to think he's loving all this, but has Joe Exotic been doing press?
I mean, I don't know. Can you do press from jail?
I don't know. Can you have a Twitter? He's writing notes.
Bill Cosby could tweet from jail. Mm. I mean, I'm sure he probably can.
Yeah.
Listen, I think with this documentary coming out, I feel like Joe Exotic is going to be exonerated.
You think that he will be Joe exonerated?
Yes. And you better believe the second that he get out of jail, the video cameras are going to be rolling.
Yeah. Okay. Who do you think got the best edit in Tiger King?
Staff. The one-armed Staff. Staff got the best edit, okay? She is literally, she came out with no scratches on her, no pun intended. But literally, she's the most endearing person and she's the most loyal one. She didn't turn on Joe Exotic. I felt like she was the most credible person. She went back to work after getting her arm mauled off 5 days later. So she is by far the most credible person in this docuseries, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get some more questions. Also, Harley wants to know, how would Joe Exotic do on Survivor?
I think Joe Exotic, he definitely would make the merge. For sure, he would definitely make the merge. I'm not sure how his casting photo would look like. I feel like he probably would have some thumbs out. But oh, for sure, he would make the merge because he's somebody you would want to keep around. Mm-hmm. He's somebody that would think that we done seen players like this before. He would maybe even play a Russell Hance type of game because I could see him looking for idols.
He could look for the idols. I don't know how far he would get with the bad leg to get out into the woods. I mean, do we have the Johnny Fairplay as sort of like the template for how Joe Exotic would do?
I mean, definitely, you know, Joe Exotic. I mean, Johnny Fairplay lied about his grandmom. Mm-hmm. Joe Exotic lied to his parents about all that money that he stole and embezzled from them. So, yeah.
And from Jeff Lowe.
And then from Jeff Lowe. So, you know, Joe Exotic and Johnny Fairplay both have that blonde hair going, you know. Yep.
You know, remember when Debbie had like that, what'd she have, like a lion or a tiger bathing
Suit?
She's got like some Carol Baskin energy.
No, she used to work for Doc. Okay. That was her Doc outfit from back in the day. Debbie is one of the few that escapes.
Jack Mundy wants to know, have you ever walked into a zoo and said, this is definitely run by a cult, because I sure will from now on.
I mean, I've never been to a backyard zoo before, though, so I don't know. I've always gone to, like, you know, the main zoo. I've never been to, like, you know, the zoo on somebody's private property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I would be a little leery, you know, to pet the tigers on somebody's private property. So I don't know. So I feel like there's a difference between like these backyard zoos and regular zoos.
Yeah. So Steve Bond wants to know, could you rate 3 to 4 of Joe Exotic looks, Issa look style?
Well, my favorite Issa look for him is his brown suede jacket with the fringe. That's definitely Issa look.
Mm-hmm.
I think when he was running for, I'm not sure if it was president or governor, he had this purple sequined shirt.
Yeah.
Yes. He ran for president, unfortunately, unsuccessful. And unfortunately, he ran for governor, unsuccessful as well. But he had this sequined purple shirt that he never liked to button up. That was definitely Issa look. I think he never wore it. Oh, and then the Tiger King underwear is definitely Issa look. I looked that up on Amazon because I was trying to get me a pair, because I just felt like
the underwear and the sex gel.
And the sex gel for men and women. Okay.
Yeah. Can I ask, what is sex gel? What does the sex gel do? Is it a lubricant?
Robert, that's how they breed the tigers. Okay, that's the juice they use from breeding the tigers.
How do you know if you need sex gel from Joe Exotic?
I mean, listen.
Is that how he gets all these guys?
I mean, him or that Prince Albert that we did not need to know about.
Prince Albert, okay? Yeah. Yeah. And he puts locks on the Prince Albert?
I didn't even understand that, because now that's the part. Now listen, Robin, now you know I'm gay, and I'm gay, but I'm not that gay, because I didn't even, that was a new type of language that I hadn't even ever heard before.
Which part? Prince Albert or the locks?
The Prince Albert and the lock, okay?
Yeah.
I thought we was talking about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle in Canada. I didn't know nothing about no Prince
Albert.
George.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Prince Albert. So that was maybe before my time, before my generation. And I
crowd pleaser.
Yes. And then I want a shirt. I got peed on by a lion. You know, that's marketing genius right there.
Yeah. You can get those shirts. And then I think then Joe Exotic calls you after you buy one of the shirts.
And you get to leave with some pizza with some extra meat on it.
Walmart meat. You mentioned his two campaigns. Did he run for president in 2016 and then he ran for governor of Oklahoma in 2018? Is that correct?
Yes, okay. That is correct. Now, what is crazy is that I remember when he was running, I never knew that it was Joe Exotic, but I remember during like the primary times, and I remember seeing like him on like CNN or them covering him, and I was just like, what in the hell? But never in my wildest mind. Was I missing a big thing. I should have been following him from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We missed the boat on Joe Exotic. Well, one of my favorite parts of the entire documentary was then there's the whole episode where it's all about his running for office. And they bring in this guy, Joshua, who was Joe's campaign manager. And he comes on and he says, hi, my name is Joshua. And I was Joe's campaign manager for a year and a half. And it was the worst experience of my life. And I'm like, oh, he's probably exaggerating. But then this was the guy who then had Travis end up shooting himself in the head in front of him.
And they had that footage. That yeah. footage didn't burn in the fire.
Yeah, they had that footage also.
But at the same time, he said it was his worst experience, but he seemed like very loyal and it seemed like he cared so much about Joe Exotic's feelings that I was confused as to after the campaign ended, why are you still there? What campaign are you running? Oh, I guess he just there for the little tigers too. I guess the little tigers kept him around too.
No, he was, I think that basically like he was like a very like politically minded this guy. And I think that he just really liked his libertarian platform and that he just felt like that, okay, Joe Exotic wants to be president, but I want to get my agenda across.
But Joe Exotic didn't even know what a libertarian was. Yeah, he thought that was a type of...
Is this what happened to Rupert?
What type of religion?
Do you think that this is this guy ran Rupert's campaigns? Rupert was a libertarian too.
What did Rupert run for president?
No, Rupert ran for governor of Indiana.
Oh, at the same time as Joe Exotic?
No, he did the same time as Mike Pence. He lost to Mike Pence.
Oh God. Oh, whew, Chile. I can't even. But yeah. Again, back to my point. After his unsuccessful run for president and governor, why was this guy still there?
I don't know. I don't know if he just like was made friends along the way or had no place else to go. I mean, he might have been very traumatized by the death of Travis.
I mean, but if this is the worst experience of your life, you think you would want to get away.
Yeah. I don't know. Ryan wants to know who from Tiger King belongs in next year's Zaddy calendar.
Well, I would have to say, rest his soul, Travis. Yes. We're going to have to get some old photos of Travis because, baby, Travis looked it all right. I don't got tigers. I got a turtle. Somebody will help me keep these turtles.
What do you think about Joe Exotic's new boyfriend, Bryce?
What's his name? I don't even know his name, but new boyfriend number three. I mean, he seems to be ride or die, you know. I mean,
no, don't say it that
I
way.
I don't understand how... No. I mean, he seems to be holding it down for Joe while he locked up, okay? He definitely seems to be holding it down. I would not be surprised if we've seen them on the new season of Love at the Lockup. But I don't get it. I mean, and then, like, a lot of the times, the people's parents are the same age as Joe. Like, you want to lay up with this old man, with this Prince Albert, with this mullet. I imagine his bedroom smells like kitty litter, pee, and cigarettes.
Yeah. I totally get that. I don't know. People are just attracted to the tigers. It's like that, the tiger, it's like a moth to a flame. It seems like these troubled young people are really attracted to this life around the big cats. And then they're just sort of like seduced by this tiger life.
Seduced by what? Picking up tiger poop, getting free meat from Walmart.
I don't know that these young women and young guys, they just seem they want to be around like the wildlife, and then that you know one thing leads to another, and then you know Joe Exotic is giving you drugs, and the next thing you know you're married to him.
I mean, I guess what did they say? It was a month after Travis died. Joe was getting married to a new boyfriend.
It might have been 2 months. It might have been 2 months. I think he went on a date.
Two months, then very quickly.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Tomato.
Yeah. It was not that long. Okay. let's see. Jack Monday. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. How does that compare to the catchphrase of Jeff Probst?
It doesn't. Carol got Jeff with that one. Okay. That's what Jeff needs to start second. Mm-hmm. Cool cats and kittens, are you ready?
Yeah. Okay.
You don't think that will work?
Cool cats and kittens, ready? Go. Okay. Bryce, let me ask you this question in the form of true or false, okay? This is from Ryan, who wants to know, okay, do you believe in Joe Exotic's statement that to be true about watching porn for a little one versus a big one is what it might say about a person's sexuality? Is that a true or false statement?
I'm gonna say false.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I've never known Joe Exotic to be wrong about anything.
You can't be that straight if you're looking at that big pecker in that paw. Like, I was like, what? Huh? Yeah, that's what I told him. I met Travis, and Travis said he was straight. And I said, hey, do you look at porn? Now when you watch porn, the tiger with the big pecker or the tiger with the little pecker, which one you watch?
Does Travis watch tiger porn?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I didn't understand, like, oh, that's how you figure out if they gay or straight or not. Well, I've been doing it all wrong all my life. The next time I go to the grocery store and I'm keeping my social distance and I see somebody cute in the grocery store, hey, you with those Cheerios, you watch the porn with the big pecker, little pecker. Oh, you're not that straight. I mean, I don't understand.
Chris Long wants to know, would Bryce go on a date with Joe Exotic if he got to ride a tiger?
I mean, maybe, okay? Depends where I'm at, maybe. I want to ride a tiger, but if I can get a selfie with a baby tiger, absolutely. But I'm coming home. I'm having somebody in the car with me. I'm coming home.
Okay. All right. Bryce, as a music expert, which one of Joe's songs was the best? And why is it the one about Carol Baskin feeding her husband to the tigers?
I would definitely have to say that Here Kitty Kitty is a top favorite of mine. I also like Joe Exotic, Pretty Woman Lover. Okay. And we can't forget, off of his self debut album, I Saw the Tiger, the song I Saw the Tiger. Okay. Yeah. Followed by How Was I to Know? And that's his tribute to Travis. Okay. Now, I don't know if he's talking about how to know if he was straight or not, or maybe how to know if Travis wasn't as a troubled soul or not. But this is another thing that I didn't even think that was Joe Exotic singing them songs. Okay.
Yeah. The songs were really well done. You think it's like a Milli Vanilli situation?
Absolutely. Because at one point in time, when Joe is driving in the car with his tiger, he's singing one of the songs, and the songs is like, down on the farm, and Joe's like, down on the farm. I'm like, bitch, that's not Joe.
How dare you, Bryce, imply that something about Joe Exotic could not be on the up and up? How dare you impugn his integrity and imply that Joe Exotic is lip syncing to somebody else's performance? He would never do that.
Saying. I mean, you know, you can't be too sure with these people these days, but I'm just saying, I don't know if he should be in jail, but that's definitely not him. It's definitely him on Here Kitty Kitty, but them other songs, it's definitely not him.
You should tweet this to Carol Baskin to give her a new line of attack of that. Hey, cool cats and kittens. Do you know Joe Exotic isn't even really singing his songs? Who's watching the videos of Carol Baskin riding the bicycle?
They're going up.
They're going up. Who's watching them?
First of all, girl, and that helmet, okay? Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even with Carol. I'm not here for Carol. I'm not seeing it for Carol. I'm not here for Big Cat Rescue. It's a scam. And I am, if anybody needs to be worried, it really needs to be Howard Baskin. Because at any given time, you know, she could turn on him.
Yeah, that guy should worry.
Yes.
That guy should be real worried.
Yes.
All right. Kelly Ferguson Ginn wants to say, I've lived in Oklahoma my entire life. I've never, not once, heard of this guy or that place. This is not the real Oklahoma, except for the part where he shrugs off a tornado and zips off on a four-wheeler. That sounds about right. So I was thinking about messaging Chris Hammonds and asking him if maybe he knows Joe Exotic.
I mean, maybe. And I don't believe that nobody knows who he is, because in every scene in the beginning, all we saw was the GW Zoo 2 miles away. So you had to drive by a Joe Exotic billboard. I don't believe that.
Okay. Let me see. I'm going to text Chris Hammonds and see if he knows. Do you know Joe Exotic? Because I could see like Brett and Chris going to hang out at Joe Exotic sometimes.
I believe Brett is the one that got away. Brett might be the only one that got away.
Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. The picture of Joe with John and Travis from the triple wedding. This is Ted Spencer wants to know, will this make an appearance in the 2021 Zaddy calendar?
I mean, I don't know. It's a good one when it was all in pink. Is that even a legal marriage? Like he's calling him his husband. Okay, you know what? I don't want to imply that.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Exotic is doing any other non-up things, but that whole wedding was confusing to me as well, too. Okay.
It was confusing.
Gay, but you kissing him in the mouth.
Yeah.
14 years for gay to pay for Walmart meat. Okay. That's, you sound a little more gay than to pay, but hey.
Bryce, how would you feel if you were married and then your husband brought home then another person to be married to?
I think if that happened to me, I think I would answer my phone every time it rung. Hey, you cool cats and kittens.
It seemed like did John and Travis ever hang out when Joe wasn't around? I don't feel like I ever saw them.
Well, of course, Travis hung out with a lot of people on the farm, especially the reception girl. So, I mean, I'm sure they must have hung out. And that's another thing.
Yeah.
So they alleged that Travis had a baby with the front desk girl. And where the baby at? I would have loved to see the baby.
I don't know. Yeah, Joe is upset because at least if it was a guy, he can compete with that. if he cheats on him with a woman, you know, what's Joe supposed to do?
I just can't compete with that. What do you think this Prince Albert could do with that? I can't do nothing with that. I put a lock on this Prince Albert.
Yeah.
She actually got a kitty cat in her pants. I can't compete with that petting zoo.
The big cat rescue. Laurel wants to know, I need a better explanation of the padlock on the Prince Albert. How does it work? And do you set off a metal detector? Do you think that this was some sort of like a chastity belt
and
type thing?
You sticking?
Do you think that's it?
I don't know. Because he said it goes on the... I don't know, because he said it goes on the tip.
Yeah.
I thought like on them chastity belt type things, that's like a cage from what I hear.
From what you understand. Let me give a guess on how this works. I think that where the lock comes in, I think that that you're using gravity there as to let gravity do its thing. That I think you're going for stretching.
Oh, what, Robert? Robert, how the hell you know that, Robert?
Yeah. So I just did a podcast with Chrissy Hofbeck, and she told a Dr. Mike anecdote that I think was a similar idea.
Oh, so he was trying to grow the Joker poker. Oh, that just seemed
So, Albert wants to know, would Bryce like to do a duet with a musician like Joe?
You know what? I wouldn't mind. Here's what I would say. I would like to do a duet with whoever was singing Joe Exotic songs, okay? Whoever is the voice behind it. If it's Brett LaBelle, then I want to do a duet with Brett LaBelle. But whoever is the voice behind Joe Exotic is who I would love to do a duet with.
Okay. Chris Long wants to know, how badly does Bryce want to see Joe released just so he can be on Love After Lockup?
Yes, I am. I hope that the producers are on it. I hope that the producers is him and a new boyfriend driving the car. I hope that they are on it. I would die.
Mm-hmm.
Die.
Yeah.
Die. Die.
Let's see. This is from Cindy. Given that Joe is just singing in top of another band's music and the voice isn't really his, would Bryce ever write a song for Joe?
I could write Joe a hit. Okay, I could write him a hit. Second day he get out and the cameras start filming, I'm gonna write him a hit. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Travis Payne says, can you cast the Tiger King movie with only reality stars? Bryce, do you think that we could do this? Could we cast the actual, now we're going to turn Tiger King into a movie, and the movie is going to be a big Hollywood production. This is how Hollywood is going to get back rolling with the number one hit from Netflix, and we're going to do it with all reality stars. So of course, Johnny Fairplay will be back as Joe Exotic.
Yes. And then Joe Exotic's first boyfriend, John, will be casted by Russell Hance.
I see, I was going to say Brandon Hance.
Oh, no. You're right. Brandon, Robert, you are right. And then I think we'll get Meryl Streep for Carol Baskin.
No, we need all reality stars.
Oh, reality. Oh, okay. Reality star. Sorry. Who in a reality world? Who could be? Oh, you know what? We'll get we'll get Carolyn Manzo from The Real Housewives of New Jersey mm-hmm. for Carol Baskin.
Okay.
And then we'll get Bob from the winner of Season Gabon to play her husband. Because they kind of look alike a little bit.
Howard Baskin, I believe, right?
Howard Baskin. Yeah, and that. Then we'll get, now this is going to be a classic from Real World. You remember Ruby from the Real World?
The name sounds familiar. Let me do a Google.
Wait, I'm not sure. It might not be Ruby.
Ruthie.
It might be
Ruthie.
Like, Ruthie.
She's going to be the girl that got her arm bit off?
Yes, Ruthie is going to be Staff, okay? Okay. Listen, we getting it down. Who else?
I'm who's gonna to be so I think that you could probably have maybe Russell Hance come in and be Jeff Lowe.
Yes. Russell Hance for sure could be Jeff Lowe. and then we could have
who's Bhagavan?
Who was that guy? From Rodney season, what was his name?
Yeah, Dan Foley.
Dan Foley.
I was going to say Richard Hatch also could come in and be a convincing Bhagavan.
He could be too. And then there are so many other good characters. Then we might have Joe England play Travis.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay. And you know, just because you know he married to Sierra, we'll cast Sierra as one of the Doc's girls. You know, her and Debbie. Debbie obviously will reprise her role as a Doc girl. So, and then we would even have maybe Jeff Probst coming in as playing the role of Carol Gaskin's first husband.
Oh,
okay,
okay. Spencer Clausen. From Big Brother 15, it says, for a year's worth of meth, would you rather marry Joe Exotic or be mauled by a tiger?
Oh, put me in the tiger cage. Put me in the tiger cage. Because obviously we know from Staff, there is life after being mauled by a tiger. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I'm good on the meth.
Mm-hmm. You're good. Yeah. Eric Stein, he had a run in with, did we talk about this in the opening of the podcast or were we talking about this before we came on the podcast?
So no, I don't think we talked about it on air. I think we talked about it before, but I think that this is crazy. Okay.
So here's some tweets from Eric Stein that he's tweeted recently. He said, prior to the entire crazy story unfolding, this dude actually contacted me to pitch a show about his tiger sanctuary. We emailed a handful of times and ultimately I got a bad vibe and I declined. Without spoiling any specific events, let's just say I'm very glad that I declined. So did Eric Stein get an email from Joe Exotic?
Hey, Eric, I heard a lot about you, and I think you should come down to the Tiger Sanctuary. I got a lot of things I could show you, and we got baby tigers. I could only imagine Eric getting that email like, oh.
that's pretty wild. I mean, missed opportunity.
Okay, he missed his calling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's sitting on a gold mine. Okay, Michael Shea wants to know, is it a crime that none of Joe Exotic's songs ever made the Billboard Hot 100?
I think after this year, I think he's going to be the host of the CMAs. I think it's possible.
Let's see. Michael Snow said that when we were going to do this podcast, he said, this is a dream come true.
Hey, Snowy. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I think is the blessing of this show, The Tiger King, is that like Saturday night, I had no idea what I was putting on. Mm-hmm. I just was like, oh, okay, Netflix recommended this. Let me just put it on. But Bebe, was I in for the treat of my life? You know, mm-hmm. I never knew I needed the Tiger King so bad. And I never knew my disdain for Carole Baskin.
But a lot of who's the freakiest freak from the people on Twitter. Let's see. This is a question from Kakua Design. At one point, Joe Exotic wears a jacket with the symbol for paramedics on the back. Was Joe Exotic a paramedic on top of being a country singer, tiger tamer, and presidential candidate?
I mean, I think in order to work, to have a tiger zoo, I think you have to have paramedics there. So I think, you know, he was just, you know, dubbing as the help and the help helpers.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca wants to know, what do we think about that funeral scene? Okay, so after the very shocking and tragic death of Travis, we end up seeing footage from the funeral of Travis where Joe Exotic gave a eulogy, and then he performed a song at the funeral.
Okay, that was the weirdest thing that I ever did see. And all of those people just standing back there, like, as if, like, this song is emotional. I was so scared. And I think he performed Here, Kitty, Kitty.
I don't think he performed Here, Kitty, Kitty.
I don't know. I think he performed Here, Kitty, Kitty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, Dylan is the name of the new boyfriend. I have that in my notes. Yes. Mm. Yes. Okay. All right. Some other questions from the listeners. Let's see. What zoo would you rather work at, Bryce? Joe Exotic, Doc Antle, or Carole Baskin's?
I'm definitely working at Doc Antle's. Okay. I want to be in my little zebra little tights. Okay. My zebra little shirt. I want to look sexy while I'm at work. So I am definitely going at Doc's. I'm definitely not working at the big tiger cat rescue because you need to pay me. And I'm not working for no Walmart meat. So I think I'm gonna go to Doc. I'm gonna be a sexy tiger girl.
I would go to Carole Baskin.
You will work for free.
I guess not, but it seems like that there's, like, other than Carole Baskin's ex-husband, it seems like nothing bad has happened to the staff there. Like, you don't have to go there and be Carole Baskin's sex slave. Yeah.
We don't know that. We don't know that to be true, though.
That's only...
Okay?
It's only Howard.
Yes, well, we don't know if Howard is keeping Carole happy. Mm-hmm. It could be one of the blue shirts employees, or not employees, volunteers, because they all work for free. Yeah.
Okay.
That's tax evasion, okay?
So Tori on Twitter wants to know, can you ever look at a jet ski normally again? Yeah, there was a very weird scene towards the end of the show where this one guy ends up on like a jet ski montage, like one of these guys who was like one of the informants. What was that about?
Wait, was that, was it the, it was the chunky informant, yes, right? The big one.
Yes, the portly
who
guy.
Had the lemur.
The portly chap.
Right.
Yeah.
First of all, I wanted to know how he got on them jet skis, okay? Because I thought there was a weight limit. I was very confused by that. But he's another one that should be in jail. Meanwhile, while he has that lemur in his office while he's interviewing, he's another one that should be in jail.
Yeah. He was like lower thirded as his title was businessman. Nothing shadier than businessman.
Okay. And he was one of the ones that went into business with the other guy. What was the other guy's name? Jeff Shaw?
Not Jeff Lowe?
Jeff Lowe.
Yeah. Anybody that refers to themselves as their title of businessman, that is a criminal. Like, I can understand, like, you don't know what somebody does. Like, oh, he's like a businessman. Okay, fine. If you refer to yourself as businessman, that's code for you are doing some shady stuff.
And I've got a pet lemur in my office.
You can't talk about what you're doing because you're a businessman. That's very shady. All right. Justin on Twitter wants to know, would you rather marry a gender you were not attracted to, be one boyfriend of 10 of the gender you are attracted to? So I guess, would you rather be somebody that you're not attracted to Joe Exotic, but you end up marrying him, and it's just like you and one other person, or that, okay, I am attracted to this gender, the one of the women that is straight, but then has to share Bhagavan with 10 other guys or 10 other girls.
I'm gonna probably go with the Joe Exotic relationship just because it seemed like Joe Exotic cared about them. I don't know. Baklava, I feel like he just look at them as sexual objects.
Yeah.
So if I have to be in a relationship, I'd rather be in a relationship with somebody that at least care about me. So I'm gonna have to go with the Joe Exotic relationship.
I don't know. It's hard for me to say. You know, this is just complete rampant speculation on my part. But I think I'd rather be one of the women that's married to Bhagavan, because there's 10 other women. So it's sort of like, you know, with the Playboy Mansion, where Bhagavan only has so much time. I feel like that 95% of the time, I'm left to my own devices. Whereas being married to Joe Exotic seems like a lot more work.
Well, yeah, and Joe carry that gun. So if you try to leave, it's bang, bang, poop, poop. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I should rethink about this. Maybe I should go with Doc.
Yeah. Okay. And then Savon on Twitter says, topics that need to be explored in this podcast are sex gel versus sardine oil. Carol Baskin cites sardine oil as what you would have put on Joe Exotic's shoes to make the tiger attack you. Sex gel, we don't really know what it does. I don't know if you could compare the two.
Well, it's funny that Carol Baskin would know what to put on somebody to make a tiger attack you.
Do you think okay? she tried
She's
to do that?
Incriminating herself all over this.
Yeah.
Yes, she put sardine oil all over her husband and fed him to that cat that could eat a human, okay? She incriminated herself all over this documentary, okay?
Okay. What do you think about Fiji pizza versus expired meat pizza?
I ain't even gonna lie. Some of that expired meat pizza looked kind of good.
It did look good. I think I'd rather go with expired meat.
Yeah. I might go for the meat lovers at the GW Zoo.
Okay. And then finally, Savon wants to know, how did Joe get Carol's diary? ...
Yeah, that was interesting because that's what he was reading a lot on the Joe Exotic TV. He would do a live action with the blow up doll of Carol. Yeah, I don't know how he got that diary.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly how he got it either, which I think that like maybe she published her diary, probably, if I had to guess, that I think in a way to sort of like get herself off the hook for, oh, everybody that thinks I killed my husband, here's my diary. And she published like the diary that was definitely written after her husband was dead, that like sort of gave her alibi for the night.
What was the diary when she was not even Carol Baskin? Wasn't the diary when she was like Carol Lewis and when they were actually like selling cats? Because at one point in time, Carol was selling cats. So was the diary like kind of like with that as well too? When he was like talking about like how she would sell the cats and stuff and like all of that? Or am I making that up?
Honestly, Bryce, that this was like 5 hours that just I was in shock. I do not have that kind of information. Oh my God.
But Carol Kaskin used to sell big cats. Okay. She used to be a proprietor in the big cat ring. So that's why I don't trust her. I don't believe that the big cat rescue is really out here rescuing them. She just wants to be a big zoo and take all of the other competitors out. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, should have Joe Exotic sent somebody to Florida to kill her? No. But if Joe Exotic has to be in jail, I think the person that he sent to kill her should be in jail too. And the co-conspirator and the whole thing should be in jail too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just, you know, what do I know?
Yeah.
I just been on quarantine and chill the last couple of days. So, you know.
Yeah. Oh, one other thing that we didn't touch on was, you know, Jeff Lowe, who should definitely also be in jail. His whole racket was that he wanted like tiger cubs to entice women to be in threesomes with his wife or girlfriend. And that's what his thing. But at the end, guess what? His wife or girlfriend is pregnant. And she was like, oh, you know, she's talking like all sweet. And he's like, yeah, look at this nanny that I'm going to hire to work for me. Which that was like really one of the worst, like it made me really bummed out of that. Does this woman know she's going to go be in this I don't even know. Does the nanny know what's going on?
Any nanny that responds to an ad of must love kids and tiger cubs, I think they know what they're getting into though, Robert. Okay.
Okay. I guess so. So that they basically put out there like, hey, wanna be nanny for a house full of tiger cubs? Then that's the, you know, troubled young person who's coming in. That was just super. Why is Jeff Lowe not in jail? Actually, if he's listening to the podcast, do not arrest Jeff Lowe. He's a solid guy, and he got a bad edit. He's a good guy. Everybody should go check out his zoos and have a threesome with him.
Not a bad edit.
I thought he was handsome. Yes. Also, please have sex with Jeff Lowe if you meet him.
Oh.
If you're listening, Jeff Lowe, do not send a hitman to come get me.
Well, even if he sends a hitman, he gonna get halfway there and not go. So it don't even matter.
Fake hitman. I got a text message back from Chris Hammonds, Bryce.
Oh, what did he say? What did he say?
He says, met him a handful of times.
I'm sleep.
Wow. Wow. Oh my God. What a world. what a world. Boy, anything else about Tiger King that we need to talk about?
I just need to know when we coming out with the free Joey Exotic bumper stickers, okay? Because this man does not, he's a national treasure, okay?
Yeah,
he did some wrong, but, you know, I feel like he's paid his debt to society and we need to let him out, okay?
I mean, they also have said that they found a lot of tiger bodies on his property. Do you think that was a trumped up charge against him?
My thing is, how he had over 40 acres. So you just go right to where he buried the tigers? Okay. Carol Baskin. So you can find these tiger bones, but you can't find Carol Baskin's husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's a good question. This definitely got a lot of good questions. I don't know. I think that Joe Exotic, he might be hoping for a presidential pardon.
From who? Joe Pence? Oh, no, that was Rupert. That was Rupert.
Joe Pence. Okay. All right. Do you think
even.
That there will be any other follow-up to...
I don't see how there can't be, okay? If not just on the staff alone, I don't see how there can't be.
Yeah. I really feel like that there is going to be, my prediction is that next up is going to be some sort of Joe Exotic podcast. Like, this is how this works, that there will be somebody involved, like whether it's Jeff Lowe, Carol Baskin, somebody involved, Bhagavan, somebody's going to do, you heard the story of Tiger King. Now, hear the real story from Jeff Lowe. Jeff loves threesomes, the podcast.
Did they pitch that to you, Robert? Because that kind of sounded like second nature, right?
No,
there.
Like, not yet.
That
not yet.
Like,
well,
you heard that before.
You tell, like, I gotta tell Eric Stein to get back to his contacts. Somebody involved here is gonna like say, okay, we're gonna do the podcast and we're gonna tell you the real story about Tiger King.
Hey, you cool cats and kittens, listen up here. I've got the exclusive on Joe Exotic and Travis and Jeff Flow. So you guys listen up here. It's the number one cool cat here, Carol.
And Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, is that her husband name?
Whose husband?
No, that's the dead husband. No, that's Carol.
Hey, Bryce, if they don't start making some Survivor soon, I think that the Rob as a podcast might be all Joe Exotic.
Listen, okay? And I can help out. Okay, I can be your Stephen Fishback then, okay?
We'll do. We'll watch all Joe Exotic videos, and then we'll go back and we'll go to all of the Joe Exotic TV episodes, and we'll recap all of those.
We need a Joe Exotic wand off as well, too, okay?
Yeah. So, are the Joe Exotic wand-offs all songs that are Survivor parody songs to the tune of original Joe Exotic songs, like Here Kitty Kitty?
Yes. Did you Google Here's Kitty Kitty, though, after watching it? Be honest.
No, I didn't. I didn't. You want to look at it now?
That's the first thing that I did, Robert, was Google Here Kitty Kitty. Okay. First of all, you couldn't have told me that wasn't Carol Baskin in the movie. I mean,
yeah,
he
got like a Carol Baskin lookalike.
That was really Carol Baskin. Okay?
It really was her. Okay. All right. So let me see if I can find the video if it's on YouTube. Okay. So here, so I think I could play it for you. Okay. Here's Here Kitty Kitty. Here's a little bit of that. Joe Exotic, country music artist. Got Carol Baskin walking around. It's like a remake that she's looking at a convertible, black convertible. She's wearing an all tiger print, the Carol Baskin lookalike. And she's gonna.
She was a rich woman. She had rich taste. She felt the blood running. She liked the life she had. She loved her big cats and the beauty of being alone.
She got a wad of cash.
It was fine, just as sweet as wine, but her husband went and disappeared.
Are you telling me this is Joe Exotic? Okay. Not the cops, said something wrong.
Mama's got some treats.
So yeah, she's got like a head on a platter and then like a bunch of like slices of cold cuts that she's handing to the tigers.
Feeding it to the cat.
Oh my god. What happened to all the tigers, do you think, Bryce?
So I think some of them got confiscated to like local zoos, and I don't know who. I think Joe, what's his name? Mm-hmm. What's the bad guy name? Joe Flex, Joe Flo. I think he owns them because then the zoo got turned over to him, and it was his zoo, Jeff Lowe.
Yeah.
And so that they were still running the zoo, and then trying to move the zoo down to Florida.
Yeah, I mean, can't they work with like a geneticist to like, can we have some sort of like tiger pony where we make a tiger that stays the size of a baby tiger its entire life? That I know that all of the scientists are busy right now, but I feel like that this would save the entire world of tiger abuse from happening.
Well, and then this is what I learned. What the hell is a liger?
Is a liger real?
I mean, I think so. I think it's when they breed a tiger and a liger, because Joe Exotic had ligers and so did Doc.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so yeah, I guess it's when you mate a tiger and a liger, you get a tiger and a
yeah. Okay, a so yeah, a liger is the hybrid of a male lion and a female tiger. Liger.
Mm-mm-mm. And that's what Carol Baskin is against that too. She doesn't believe in crossbreeding the races.
Yeah. Not cool. Okay.
The species.
Yeah. Let love win, Carol Baskin. Okay. The heart wants what the heart wants. Yes. Bryce, what else about Tiger King?
That the world needs to see. If you have not seen Tiger King, you need to watch it. And you just need to have your mind open to not know what you are about to watch, because that's how I watched it and that's how I enjoyed it the most.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. What a crazy world we live in. The number one show in America is Tiger King. Everybody has watched it because they can't leave their house. Joe Exotic is locked up. Carol Baskin and Jeff Lowe are free. Chris Hammonds.
That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay.
Chris Hammonds knows Joe Exotic.
It's everything that you need during this quarantine to chill. I'm trying to tell you, okay?
Yeah. All right, Bryce, what else is going on besides the world of Tiger King?
You know, just regular old regular, you know, just out here churning out these Purple Pants podcast episodes, you know, watching these TV shows. You know, I actually am thinking about, I might write a letter to Joe Exotic. You know,
oh.
I got my whole, you know, just letting them know I watched the movie. I don't think you're that bad of a guy, or that, you know, I hope the best for you. So I'm gonna see if I can maybe be Joe Exotic's pen pal.
So this is a very much like a love after lockup type of thing, right?
It's not a love after lockup type of thing. I'm just writing a prisoner, just write a prisoner.com. You know, just see what Joe Exotic's mind's at. Okay. I'm not agreeing to go see no tigers. I just, you know,
you support him.
I mean, I don't know if I support him, but in the documentary, I don't see him as such a evil character.
Yeah.
I just see him as somebody that I don't know what he is, but I have a soft spot for Joe Exotic in my heart.
Okay. All right, Bryce, what should people be watching if they want to catch up for the next Purple Pants podcast?
So, I mean, I watch an array of things, but, you know, I've been obsessed with Chronicle Sun on Fox. I've been obsessed with Love and Life After Lockup. I've been obsessed with McMillions, HBO documentary.
Oh, yeah.
It's good, Robert. You won't be disappointed. And then, you know, the 90 days before 90 days, I've been, you know, up on. So I've been, there's a number of things I've been catching up on the Purple Pants podcast. So listen, you see something I should watch, let me know. Cause I always trust the advice of a RHAP, cause y'all know what the T is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bryce, anything you want to talk about, Survivor, or you want to wait?
I think we'll wait until my official Survivor episode, you know, because it's a lot I got to get off my chest because my Twitter fingers have been busy. Okay. But other than that, no, I think we wait till my regular scheduled time because I got a lot to say.
Okay. Okay. Everybody needs to go and follow Bryce. If you're not following Bryce yet, at Bryce Isaiah, what else should people check out?
They should also check out the Purple Pants Podcast Instagram, Purple Pants Podcast on Instagram. You know, we do a lot of exclusive, fun content that you didn't get to see or hear on the show. So yes, you know, me on Instagram and Twitter, I try to keep it, you know, popping. I try to keep it moving out here. Okay.
Yeah. Can you talk at all about your Where's Wendell, Photoshop work? So, I gotta show it to my kids. They'd be into it.
Yes, we having you covered for this quarantine and chill. So maybe like 2 weeks ago when Wendell was on an episode, they released the press photos and he had this bag. And I just thought the photo was so hilarious that I just like tweeted him in just random different places. And the tweet just kind of grew and grew and grew. Then I was like, well, wait a minute. Maybe if we put him in a Where's Waldo, people could actually try to find him. So we even a hashtag Where's Wendell. We just did a contest this Wednesday that just passed where the people that could find him in all five of the photos will win a Team Wendeezy swag bag. So it's a whole different thing, Robert.
What's in a Team Wendeezy swag bag?
It is Wendell, Team Wendell t-shirt.
Is this sex
it's
gel?
Team Wendell buff. I think there is the sardine oil. It comes with the sardine oil. Not the sex gel.
In the Team Wendeezy swag bag, you should have the We Kicked It gel. Kicking It gel.
I don't know nothing about that type of gel, so I don't know nothing about that, but it's just hilarious and it's just super fun during the quarantine. You know, people, were you able to find them in any of them, Rob?
The ones you did last week, I didn't do the new ones yet.
Okay,
but
they out there.
Mike, I'm gonna show it to my kids. They're gonna be way into it.
Yes.
That's it. Okay, all right. The great Bryce Isaiah, thank you for spending some time with us to talk about Tiger King right now.
Thank you for having me, Robert. It's been an excellent, 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 excellent experience, you know, to all you cool cats and kittens out there.
Can you predict the response? Do you think people will like this podcast or feel like that we were too hard or not hard enough on certain people?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like this podcast was all over the place, so I feel like it's very on brand for me. So I don't know. I'll be curious to see what the reaction is.
We'll see.
Listen, I stand by it. Free Joe Exotic, okay?
Yes.
Free baby boy.
Yes. And then to all the people who are murderers, who are involved with Tiger King, who are listening, that we think that you guys were actually got a bad edit and should not be arrested for anything that happened in Tiger King, okay?
You guys are all cool cats and kittens.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Plenty of Survivor podcasts to check out on Robin's podcast. Check out the Purple Pants podcast. And we'll talk to you again soon. Hope you're doing safe wherever you are. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.